अथ षट्त्रिंशः सर्गः। मारीच श्रूयताम् तात वचनम् मम भाषतः। आर्तोऽस्मि मम चार्तस्य भवान् हि परमागतिः। जानीषे त्वम् जनस्थानम् भ्राता यत्र खरो मम। दूषणश्च महाबाहुः स्वसा शूर्पणखा च मे। त्रिशिराश्च महाबाहू राक्षसः पिशिताशनः। अन्ये च बहवः शूरा लब्धलक्षा निशाचराः। वसन्ति मन्नियोगेन अधिवासम् च राक्षसाः। बाधमाना महारण्ये मुनीन् ये धर्मचारिणः। चतुर्दशसहस्राणि रक्षसाम् भीमकर्मणाम्। शूराणाम् लब्धलक्षाणाम् खरचित्तानुवर्तिनाम्। ते त्विदानीम् जनस्थाने वसमाना महाबलाः। सङ्गताः परमायत्ता रामेण सह संयुगे। नानाशस्त्रप्रहरणाः खरप्रमुखराक्षसाः। तेन सञ्जातरोषेण रामेण रणमूर्धनि। अनुक्त्वा परुषम् किञ्चिच्छरैर्व्यापारितम् धनुः। चतुर्दशसहस्राणि रक्षसामुग्रतेजसा। निहतानि शरैर्दीप्तैर्मानुषेण पदातिना। खरश्च निहतः सङ्ख्ये दूषणश्च निपातितः। हत्वा त्रिशिरसम् चापि निर्भया दण्डकाः कृताः। पित्रा निरस्तः क्रुद्धेन सभार्यः क्षणजीवितः। सहन्ता तस्य सैन्यस्य रामः क्षत्रियपांसनः। अशीलः कर्कशस्तीक्ष्णो मूर्खो लुब्धो जितेन्द्रियः। त्यक्तधर्मात्वधर्मात्मा भूतानामहिते रतः। येन वैरम् विनारण्ये सत्त्वमास्थाय केवलम्। कर्णनासापहारेण भगिनी मे विरूपिता। अस्य भार्याम् जनस्थानात् सीताम् सुरसुतोपमाम् आनयिष्यामि विक्रम्य सहायस्तत्र मे भव। त्वया ह्यहम् सहायेन पार्श्वस्थेन महाबला। भ्रातृभिश्च सुरान् सर्वान्नाहमत्राभिचिन्तये। तत्सहायो भव त्वम् मे समर्थो ह्यसि राक्षस। वीर्ये युद्धे च दर्पे च न ह्यस्ति सदृशस्तव। उपायतो महाञ्छूरो महामायाविशारदः। एतदर्थमहम् प्राप्तस्त्वत्समीपम् निशाचर। शृणु तत्कर्म साहाय्ये यत्कार्यम् वचनान् मम। सौवर्णस्त्वम् मृगो भूत्वा चित्रो रजतबिन्दुभिः। आश्रमे तस्य रामस्य सीतायाः प्रमुखे चर। त्वाम् तु निःसंशयम् सीता दृष्ट्वा तु मृगरूपिणम् गृह्यतामिति भर्तारम् लक्ष्मणम् चाभिधास्यति। ततस्तयोरपाये तु शून्ये सीताम् यथा सुखम्। निराबाधो हरिष्यामि राहुश्चन्द्रप्रभामिव। ततः पश्चात् सुखम् रामे भार्या हरणकर्षिते। विश्रब्धम् प्रहरिष्यामि कृतार्थेनान्तरात्मना। तस्य रामकथाम् श्रुत्वा मारीचस्य महात्मनः शुष्कम् समभवद्वक्त्रम् परित्रस्तो बभूव च। ओष्ठौ परिलिहञ्छुष्कौ नेत्रैरनिमिषैरिव। मृतभूत इवार्तस्तु रावणम् समुदैक्षत। स रावणम् त्रस्तविषण्ण चेता महावने रामपराक्रमज्ञः। कृताञ्जलिस्तत्त्वमुवाच वाक्यम् हितम् च तस्मै हितमात्मनश्च। इत्यार्षे श्रीमद् रामायणे वाल्मीकीये आदिकाव्ये अरण्यकाण्डे षट्त्रिंशः सर्गः।
अरण्यकाण्ड कैंटो 36। रावणा टेल्स मारीचा हाउ ही हैज बीन रॉन्ग्ड बाय रामा एंड आस्क्स फॉर हिज हेल्प इन टेकिंग अवे सीता। मारीचा डियर, लिसन टू माय वर्ड्स इवन एज आई स्पीक। I feel distressed, and undoubtedly you are my supreme resort, afflicted as I am. You know Janasthana, where my brother Khara and the mighty armed Dushana as well as my sister Shurpanakha, as also the mighty armed Trishira, the flesh-eating ogre, and many other valiant night-stalking ogres who received encouragement in the form of victory in warfare made their abode at my command, molesting ascetics who practiced virtue in the great forest of Dandaka. 14,000 valiant ogres of terrible deeds who received encouragement in warfare and followed the mind of Khara lived there. Living in Janasthana with Khara as their head, those exceptionally mighty ogres, for their part, who are fully prepared, skilled as they were in the use of various weapons, came into a clash with Rama on the battlefield. Without uttering any harsh word, the bow with arrows was made use of by Rama, in whom anger had burst forth in the battlefield. 14,000 ogres of terrific energy were made short work of by a human being, contending on foot single-handed with fiery arrows. Khara was slain by him on the battlefield, and Dushana too was killed. And, disposing of Trishira too, the forest of Dandaka was rendered secure for the habitation of ascetics. Exiled along with his wife by his enraged father, the aforesaid Rama, whose life has been spent and who has brought disgrace to the Kshatriyas, is the slayer of that army. Ill-behaved, hard-hearted, fiery, stupid, avaricious, and having no control over his senses, he has abandoned virtue, his mind being set on unrighteousness, and is intent on doing harm to all created beings. By use of might, I shall bring from Janasthana Sita, resembling a daughter of gods, the wife of Rama, by whom, relying on his physical strength alone, was my sister Shurpanakha deformed in the forest by depriving her of her ears and nose without any show of hostility. Be my helper in the said undertaking. Indeed, with you as my associate standing by my side here and backed by my brothers Kumbhakarna and others, O exceptionally mighty ogre, I do not care a fig for all the gods. Therefore, be you my helper, since you are powerful enough to help me. Indeed, none is your equal in prowess, warfare, and martial pride, an eminent hero as you are, even in devising maneuvers, and an adept in major conjuring tricks. With this object alone have I sought your presence, O Night Stalker. Hear now about that role which has to be played by you by way of help to me at my instance. Assuming the form of a golden deer freckled with silvery spots, roam you at the hermitage of the said Rama before Sita. Beholding you in the form of a deer, Sita, for her part, will undoubtedly say to her lord and Lakshmana, "Let it be captured." When Rama and Lakshmana go far away from their hermitage, then rid of all hindrance, I shall, for my part, bear Sita away easily in solitude, as does Rahu take away the splendor of the moon. After that, with my inner mind satisfied as a result of my object having been accomplished, I shall with ease confidently strike at Rama, emaciated through the abduction of his wife. On hearing the mention of Sri Rama, the mouth of that high-minded Maricha was parched, and he got alarmed. Licking his dry lips, Maricha, for his part, who looked like one dead, afflicted as he was, stared at Ravana with unwinking eyes. With a frightened and dejected mind and joined palms, Maricha, who had come to know the prowess of Rama in a great forest, addressed to Ravana the following truthful words, which were conducive to his good as well as to his own. Thus ends Canto 36 in the Aranya Kanda of the glorious Ramayana of Valmiki, the work of a rishi and the oldest epic.